Bannonism minus Bannon equals Trump. With the swift and unceremonious removal of former presidential strategist Steve Bannon, the Trump White House went on autopilot, projecting feelings rather than deep policies. The politics of exclusion, of revenge, paranoia, and unbridled nastiness rule the roost. Bannon, a self-avowed white nationalist, came to Trump's rescue when his campaign was foundering in the throes of the Access Hollywood scandal, when Trump was heard on tape boasting about his sexual exploits and exploitation of young women. Now, a new scandal has arisen, again the spawn of his cruel, biting tongue, spitting the venom of his racist contempt for dark people. Just when you thought you'd heard it all, an American president condemns poor immigrants who've come from, his words, shitholes. I, for one, never thought I'd say such a word publicly. I hesitate, thinking what my grandchildren would say hearing this. But Trump, red-faced with anger, turned his wolves on Bannon, and within a matter of days, hours really, he was cast down, cast out, like a fallen, rumpled angel from his Lord's grace. Yes, Bannon may be gone, but Bannonism, that uncivil contempt for black life, remains. He was once called Trump's brain. I think it's Trump's tongue. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.